Have you checked your NOTAMs for the Middle East lately? If you're flying anything through the Gulf region or even thinking about it, this one matters. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar late this week. Kuwait activated its air defense systems to intercept what officials are calling hostile missile and drone attacks. Now, details are still coming in from the Kuwaiti Ministry of Defense, but what we know is that the intercepts were successful and that this is happening against the backdrop of an increasingly fragile ceasefire between the United States and Iran. That ceasefire, which was supposed to cool tensions across the Persian Gulf, is clearly not holding everywhere. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's talk about what this actually means for the people listening. Here's what you need to know. Kuwait sits right at the top of the Persian Gulf, sandwiched between Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and Iran across the water. Kuwait International, which is ICAO code OKBK, is a major transit hub. A lot of cargo, a lot of airline traffic, and a fair number of business aviation flights move through that airspace every single day. When a sovereign nation starts shooting down inbound missiles and drones, the ripple effects on aviation are immediate and significant. First, expect expanded temporary flight restrictions and NOTAMs across Kuwaiti airspace and possibly neighboring flight information regions. If you're an airline crew or a contract pilot operating in the Gulf, you are already checking YEPAs and updates and your company's security briefings. But if you're planning any kind of international ferry flight or private operation through the region, do not rely on last week's flight planning. The situation is changing fast. Second, let's talk about what happens to the airspace around an active air defense engagement. When surface-to-air missile systems are firing, the military declares weapons-free zones. Civil aviation gets pushed out, sometimes with very little notice. We saw this play out tragically in 2020 when Ukraine International Airlines Flight 752 was shot down over Tehran shortly after Iran launched ballistic missiles at bases in Iraq. That was a civilian Boeing 737-800, 176 people. The shootdown happened because civil air traffic was still operating in airspace where air defense systems were on high alert. The Iranian military misidentified the aircraft as a threat. That is the nightmare scenario, and it is exactly why events like this week's intercepts in Kuwait should grab your attention even if you never plan to fly within 1,000 miles of the Gulf. The International Civil Aviation Organization, or ICAO, has protocols for conflict zone airspace management. After the shootdown over Ukraine in 2014, Malaysian Airlines Flight 17, a Boeing 777 hit by a surface-to-air missile over eastern Ukraine. ICAO created the Conflict Zone Information Repository. It's meant to centralize risk assessments so airlines and operators can make informed routing decisions. But here's the thing. That system is only as good as the information nations choose to share, and in fast-moving military situations, the lag between what's happening on the ground and what shows up in a NOTAM can be hours or even days. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here. Kuwait intercepting these threats means their systems worked. That's the good news. But it also means someone launched those weapons in the first place. And until we know who and why, the risk calculus for every operator in the region just changed. Now, if you're a general aviation pilot flying domestically in the United States, you might be wondering why this matters to you. Fair question. Here are two reasons. One, fuel prices. Every time tension spikes in the Gulf, crude oil markets react. Jet A and avgas prices follow. We've already seen elevated fuel costs this year, and a sustained conflict in the Gulf could push prices higher. If you're budgeting for a cross-country this summer, keep an eye on it. Two, military activity at home. When the United States is involved in overseas tensions, you tend to see increased military flight operations domestically. That means more temporary flight restrictions, more active military operating areas, and more traffic in airspace you might normally have to yourself. If you fly near any military installations, stay sharp on your NOTAMs and be ready for pop-up TFRs. For the airline crews and international operators, the practical advice is straightforward. Check the ICAO Conflict Zone Information Repository. Review your airline's or operator's threat assessment for the Gulf region. If you're dispatching flights through Kuwaiti or nearby airspace, have alternate routing planned. The flight information regions for Baghdad, Tehran, and the Emirates are all potentially affected when things escalate. And here's a broader point worth making. We are living in an era where unmanned aerial systems, drones, are changing the threat environment in ways that aviation hasn't fully adapted to yet. The kind of drones being used in these attacks are not the DJI Mavic your neighbor flies over his backyard. These are military-grade systems capable of carrying warheads across hundreds of miles. The air defense challenge of detecting and intercepting small, low-flying drones is fundamentally different from tracking a ballistic missile. and it's a challenge that's going to define airspace security for the next decade. For civil aviation, that means the old assumptions about what constitutes a safe corridor through a conflict zone are being rewritten in real time. A missile you can track on radar from hundreds of miles away. A swarm of small drones at low altitude is a completely different problem. And when air defense systems are engaging those kinds of targets, the risk to civil aircraft in the vicinity goes up. Not because anyone is targeting airliners, but because the environment becomes unpredictable. This affects you if you operate internationally, if you care about fuel prices, or if you simply want to understand the forces shaping aviation security worldwide. Kuwait handled this one. Their defenses worked. But the fact that they had to use them at all tells you everything about where things stand in the Gulf right now. This story is developing, and I'll stay on it. Reporting today sourced from AeroTime and cross-referenced with ICAO conflict zone advisories. More at radiohangar.com. Stay current, stay sharp, and check those NOTAMs twice. Tower out.